Hey, what's going on? It's Nick with Us vs. Herd. How's everyone doing here with the accountability call? Last week we had off due to the holidays. So hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving, relaxing Thanksgiving. Lots more people join here, but I will get started. I know we had quite a few people join the academy due to what we had going on for Black Friday. So I definitely appreciate everyone joining. Hopefully we can bring each other up, learn, grow, become better traders together. And that's really what this is about. You know, the weekly accountability call is, I found as a trader, it makes sense and to talk with other traders and bounce ideas off, ask questions, learn from others, like what worked well for you, what didn't work well for you, and see how we all can improve. I mean, even experienced traders all have to improve. You can't just think you're going to be profitable all the time. Experienced traders have bad months, unprofitable years. They go through different things in life that impact their judgment, which they shouldn't be trading if your mindset isn't there. But things happen, mistakes happen, and in this market it's all about limiting your risk. But for me this past week, obviously if you guys checked out the research lab, I posted those on, I think it was Sunday night or Monday morning. And, SPY really has maintained those levels. We've been, the channels that I've been posting in the research lab has been working. Now, the ones that have broke out to the upside, so I did post NVIDIA Sunday night as well. That worked out really well, which was a bullish pennant. It broke to the upside. It did test. NVIDIA tested 155 and went hit a high of 172. So there was a lot of things that we were watching earlier this week that really did work out. AMD did break to the downside out of that pennant as well. So it was kind of weird that we had two bullish pennant setups, one on AMD, one on NVIDIA. AMD broke to the downside, and then NVIDIA broke to the upside. It was just kind of strange how that worked. Because a lot of times, like, the chips will move together. I know NVIDIA and AMD, they have some separate businesses in terms of, like, NVIDIA is looking for like some AI and stuff like that. But in terms of SPY though, SPY has been the SPY channel that we've been trading out of has been, I would say, probably working out a little bit too good, where if you buy the bottom of the channel and hold long, that's working out. And if you short the top of the channel, like I posted on Sunday, if you short the top of the channel, that has been working out too. And the interesting thing is, so before Powell came out, we were actually testing the bottom of that channel, and that bounce there. So Powell obviously was the catalyst, and that's the kind of the way that I look at it all the time is, the chart is going to tell you, even if you didn't know the news or anything going on, the chart and the technicals are going to line up with whatever news event happens to be there. And people are like, well, how do you know this? How do you trade this? Or how did you know that Powell was going to move the market in that direction? And the thing is, you don't know if Powell was going to move the market to the upside or the downside. But what you can do is limit your risk. And what I mean by limiting your risk is, if you, let's say you bought the bottom of the channel before Powell came out. So SPY was testing the bottom of the channel that we posted in the research lab. And if you went long and the market dipped down, you would just get stopped out. However, the upside, since we were at the bottom of the channel, the upside had way more potential. So you'll be minimizing your losses and maximizing your profits. And now, once it reached the top of the channel and you shorted that, it dipped down pretty hard. So at the top of this channel, SPY tested, what was it, 409, almost 410. and then dipped all the way down to 402. So we're having some crazy movements. And what's been working is shorting the top of the channel, buying the bottom of the channel. What doesn't work is like when it's in the middle of the channel, it's like, okay, could this go to the upside or to the downside? And you don't know. So you basically have a 50-50 chance to be right. And that's where a lot of people have been losing their money. So that's where I've seen success, not only like the past week, but over the last couple of months, is really just trying to, and I think the hard part is, especially when we had like the rip after the Fed, everyone's like, okay, I don't want to short it. But we had multiple confirmations line up. So not only did it line up with the top of the channel, but it also lined up with the 1 year resistance on SPY as well. And so, I mean, trading, and if you guys have been doing anything like watching the videos in terms of like price action, in the academy, price is king, is a great one. There's a lot that happened in this world, but what is true is what the price is now and how we limit our risk. And so if I bought, let's say I bought puts of SPY when I was at 410 and it went to, 412 and it broke outside of the channel, I would just get stopped out. However, the repeatable process is having the risk, the reward be greater than the risk. So the reward, it went to 410 down to 402, which was, a much greater reward than, buying 410 and getting stopped out at 412. And that's basically all I've been doing in this market. And that's what's been working out. What hasn't been working out is if you're buying these stocks middle of the range of the channel, it's a complete mess because it gets very choppy. Like we saw before the Fed came out, we were actually chopping around quite a bit and it wasn't really going anywhere. And now after it tested the top of the channel, we're getting back into that chop range. So I actually didn't trade today because I don't really like when we're chopping like this, I don't necessarily like to trade on Fridays. So, that was kind of my week in a nutshell, and that's, what's been working for me. So I don't know if anybody else has anything to share, any questions that you may have, what's been, if you need any help with anything, or, just some feedback, whether it's positive or negative, I definitely appreciate it. All right, you guys don't have to share, but I like to keep the floor open. One of the things that I'm looking at going into next week, and I will be posting this stuff in the research lab as well, where we SPY, for instance, it's one of the stocks that I think we all watch, and obviously it's very, very important. But it, when it tested that 410 range, it broke above the 200-day moving average. And that is one of the key levels, obviously, a lot of people pay attention to, algos pay attention to. And, for like a market, it's very important to be above the 200-day moving average for a bull market. And in a bear market, it's important if it's below the 200-day moving average. So for the first time since, when was this? Basically last August it tested it, but the last time it actually was above it was back in March and April, end of March, beginning of April, we were up there. Last time we tested the 200-day moving average was August 16th. On August 16th, it tested the 200-day moving average and was immediately rejected. Now, for granted, we went from on SPY, we went from SPY 370 all the way up to 430. And that's where it got rejected. And that's what brought in basically the new lows. The low of the year right now is 348.11 on SPY. So after it tested, after a bull, we had a major bull run that lasted, what was it, a month and a half. After that bull run, we then tested the 200-day moving average And then we went down. It took us 2 months, but we actually made new lows of the year, which was 348.11. So the question is this time is right now. I mean, obviously, like yesterday and today, yesterday wasn't good. So far, today is not going great for the market. I mean, it's, I mean, it bounced, but right now we are right on the 200-day moving average. So like for me, it's not really, I want to be a little bit slow here. I don't want to just dive in. Right now we are above the 200-day moving average right now as I'm speaking about this. When the market opened this morning, we were not above the 200-day moving average. So there's going to be a lot of, what we do know, there's going to be a lot of fighting here. The question is this, you know, it's kind of like a decision time. Are we going to stay above and kind of blast off to like a year-end rally here? Or is this going to get rejected and we're going to kind of retest the lows going into the year? And right now it's honestly 50-50. And what kind of brought down the market this morning is we had the jobs report came in that a lot more jobs were added than expected. So they're, the reason it's kind of backwards, the reason why the market went down and you'd be like, hey, more jobs were added, it's good for the market, good for the economy. But, you know, the economy is not the stock market and vice versa. Right. So the reason why they were, you know, selling it is because that means that the Fed has to do more tightening. Like right now, the market, it only cares pretty much about the Fed and the Fed tightening. And the reason why we had the rally on the other day when Powell was speaking is because he said, hey, you know, there's a chance that we might reduce the rate hike. So from 75 basis points down to 50 basis points on possibly in December. Now, he didn't say it was for sure. He just said, hey, it's on the table. We're not sure, you know, maybe. And then the market took that as like kind of like a softening that, you know, they're kind of let up. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so he said he's going to do less of a rate hike, but we're still hiking rates at a record pace. Like that has not changed. Even if you go from 75 basis points down to 50 basis points only, you're still hiking rates. When they started out hiking rates, they were starting out with 25 basis points, then it went to 50, then it was to 75. So like he's not cutting rates. Like to me, cutting rates would be bullish because, you know, you're giving more stimulus to the economy. You're giving easy money, more loans. And as you hike rates, it's going to get it's going to make it people harder for people, not only people, but businesses getting loans, paying back debt. All that's going to be more expensive. And then you're going to have, you know, obviously mortgages and those kind of auto loans, people struggling to get those the higher you go. So he's still increasing rates, whether it's at a slower pace or not, he's still increasing rates. So in December, there's going to be a rate hike. That's the expectation. Whether it's 75 or 50, it doesn't really matter. He's going to be hiking rates still. So I'm not saying like, you know, be super bearish or anything like that going into the end of the year. And normally, you know, I was telling some people this, that normally December for me personally as a trader is like one of my favorite months to trade. I mean, it's lower volume, but it's one of my favorite months to trade. But you know, most of the time it's my most one of my most profitable months of the year. And this year I'm not really sure what to expect since the market is so different. But December usually for me as a trader is very, very good for me. Now I don't, the problem is you don't want to have like those biases because the market's always different. The market's always changing, but historically December has been one of my top performing months out of the year that contributes to my year. Now this year, I would say is going to be a lot harder because I mean, we're right. Like I said, right now on SPY, the S&P, we're right at the 200-day moving average. Are we going to have an easy, just kind of algo driven blast off and everything's going to be fine? Or are we going to have a crater or nothing? Like, what if we just have low volume, everyone's gone for the holidays, and we just kind of chop here, which would be the most boring end of the year ever to one of the most historic years we've had in, you know, I don't know, 40 years or forever, right? So, you know, we just have to trade the price action that's in front of us. We can't have a bias of, hey, things are going well, things are not going well. Are we going up? Are we going down? We got to trade. And right now I'm just going to stick to those channels. If we break out of the channel to the upside, to the downside, I'm going to load up either on calls or on puts. But for right now, my strategy, short the top of the channel, buy the bottom of the channel, keep it very, very simple. In between, do nothing. For in between, do nothing. And I think that's the hardest part for especially like a lot of newer traders is doing nothing when there is no trade. Because we all, I mean, myself included, we all want to get involved. We're like, okay, I want to get involved. I want to do something today. I want to make some money. But if we're in the middle of the channel, the odds of you making a profitable trade greatly decrease. And you see that. You have a much greater chance of making a profit if it gets rejected at the top of the channel, or if it, you know, bounces at the bottom of the channel. And I mean, this week was actually like a crazy, crazy week for, you know, I wasn't expecting it to really test both sides of the channel, but right now the channel is getting tighter. So as time is going along here, and I'll publish it over the weekend here. As the channel gets tighter, the higher probability of an explosive move to the upside or to the downside greatly increased. Now, we don't know which one it's going to be, but we need to be ready for all scenarios here, and then be ready to take action when that does break out of the channel to the upside or to the downside. We need to be ready to grab calls or grab puts when that happens. Or, you know, some people like to sell premium, you know, sell call spreads, sell put spreads, you know, whatever your cup of tea is. But we have to be ready to, you know, we've done the research, we've waited for the price. Now we have to take action on, you know, on that next step here. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking at, you know, over the next week. I will be publishing that in the research lab and giving my target. So I hope that helps guys in terms of, you know, seeing the market and trying to understand where your place is at in this market, and then just, you know, try to get comfortable. Obviously, you know, if you're not comfortable in the trades that you are in, you're going to probably make bad decisions. So, you know, just take it easy, lower your risk, and, you know, try to stick. I know it's hard, but try to stick to those high profitability trades versus trading too much and over trading. So if you guys don't got anything else, I'll give you the rest of your Friday back, and you know, go from there. All right. Well, you guys have a great Friday. If you need anything, feel free, email, Discord, Facebook, whatever however you want to get a hold of me, you know, just let me know. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thanks, Nick.